While Mason never really kept tabs on where Sammy tended to keep her purse, he thought that the bedroom was a logical place, especially given last night's activities. After climbing the stairs once again, he clicked on the light, but a quick look around the bedroom left him feeling helpless. No purse. Only a quickly escalating sense of dread that something was terribly wrong and he didn't know how to fix it. At the same time, Mason realized he was still feeling strangely sluggish and slightly queasy. He had shared too much wine with Sammy in the past and never felt this bad. Surely it was from the tension of the situation, he decided. What else could it be? As Mason went around to Sammy's side of the bed, he thought he could see a red strap peeking out from under the clothes that had been haphazardly strewn across the floor during the previous night's lovemaking. He shuffled the clothes with his foot and uncovered her purse. He didn't know if he was relieved or more worried. He knew that Sammy wouldn't go far without her purse, which made Mason think that she would walk in the door any minute. Yet why on earth would his wife go anywhere in the middle of the night without him, without her car, without her purse, and without leaving a note?